Opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, June 15th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is CA Nuri, and I shall be your host today as we talk about the community. We're going to talk about community and the concerns we have in the community, and my guest is on his way upstairs, and he has one or two initiatives where he wants or he thinks that this is the solution to inner city issues. Now, mind you, I'm kind of biased because this is a community that I have grew up in, thrived in order to be who I am. So, of course, I had to make space for him in order to hear his views and his initiatives. So I am waiting on Scrooge to be my guest today, Valentino Brown. And we're going to discuss what is happening on Saturday. He has a program that is happening on Saturday that he needs support in. And I say, hey, that's my community. So, of course, I'm going to make space for him that he's able to discuss these things. So he's coming in right now, and we'll continue the discussion on that. But I'm not sure if the listening audience know, I grew up off East Street, right? And we had our share of problems, but I was able to thrive. I was able to do well despite the nuances of the inner city life. And I said that there was a saying that what good can come out of East Street? And to see where my guest has come from, to see what all he has overcome, and to know that he continues to dedicate his time and energy to improving the community, of course, I have no other choice but to say, man, no problem. I will make space. I will support. I will assist as best as I can. But without any further ado, I have Valentino Scrooge Brown, who actually is a host of his own talk show on Guardian Radio. So, of course, that alone gives him the opportunity and right to say, hey, Nuri, I need a favor. And I say, man, come, right? But Scrooge, welcome again. I see his mic is not on yet, but I sure we're working on that. Go ahead again, Scrooge.
It's evening now, right?
It's morning now. It's a morning show.
It's a morning show. Okay. Good morning, everyone. And it's a pleasure to be on your show. Ms. Nuri, you're doing a phenomenal job. I listen, and you're just doing a great job of bringing different guests. And as far as concerned, asking you for a favor, well, it was a favor because, you know, you always ask me that when we have something going on in the community, as being a former leader in that community, and you was very successful of living out of that community to make a success in life. You're married, you have children, and you're doing wonderful, but you always want to give back. And you always told me, anytime that I'm doing anything, I'll get you involved. So I asked you because, you know, we have been on a downtrend with positive activities in the community, and I wanted to give back something at this particular time around the summer for the kids. So I came up again with the annual being a grandstand basketball tournament.
And before we go into that, detail about your basketball tournament, and that's what you're basically here for, mm-hmm. right? I know what summer is like living off East Street, mm-hmm. right? Usually, when I was younger, mm-hmm. I either went to Salem Baptist Church Vacation Bible School.
Yes.
I go to Transfiguration Vacation Bible School.
Yes.
Then the government now have urban renewal activities, but I'm not even sure if that exists in our community anymore. Mm. But I know there is a lot of idleness for children, mm. right? I know what happens to inner city children who have nothing to do during summer. And when you said that it's a downtrend right now in our community, I became concerned. I said, what you mean by downtrend? And I want to start there. I know we, and I say we, I know our community has issues. We know it's inner city community, such as exists, right? But you use the word downtrend or it's slow in the community. And I want to understand exactly what you mean by slow.
I'm talking about positive activities that could make a big difference in the lives of those at-risk kids living in those communities who are idle. Yes. There's nothing much being invested in the active program and consistent program for those in the inner city community who are looking for an opportunity to portray their skills and their traits. There's nothing actually being seriously invested besides the few community leaders and good persons who have taken it into their own account to make a difference in their respective community, wherever they reside in.
And for people who don't know you, this is Valentino Scrooge Brown. Of course, he have a show on Friday evenings at 6 p.m. The name of the show is Inside the Inner City, right? And he is a community leader in that over-the-hill Beans and Grantstown area. And he has pledged his life work in terms to supporting persons of that area, right? So we know who he is. We know what he does, right? So I'm going to ask this, right?
You could ask me anything, Mr. Nuri.
Of course. I used to know where the Urban Renewal Center was on East Street for the community, for our community.
Yes, sir.
It's no longer there.
It's now actually in Lewis Creek.
That's where is it now?
It's actually in Lewis Creek. But like I said, there are programs going on. But like I said,
I'm going to invite them to see exactly what is it that they're doing on Lewis Street. Because I don't know where it's at.
So. Yeah, the old Coakley building.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Chrissy Love's former home.
No, I see it. I see it.
Yes.
That's where the Urban Renewal is now. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So when you say it's slow, surely you have reached out to the Urban Renewal Center and say, hey, I need to start some programs. What programs can I partner with you with?
Well, as you can see, you know, they were there for about 2 years, you know, like I said. And I always said to myself, you know, get government organization involved. But I'm a funny guy when it comes to actually depending on government, you know. Mm-hmm. I believe that, you know, it takes citizens like ourselves. You know, you got a hearing grain in yourself. She's using the media. She uses her skills, you know, to talk about healthy living and et cetera. You know, fight for activism. You do the same thing, you know. And I feel that as citizens, you know, we should be the ones directly and getting other people involved so that we could pass on to the next generation, you know. And, wow.
So it's not necessarily that Urban News is not doing anything. You just believe that there should be self-help.
Self-help.
Okay. And then, so now I understand.
Then the partnership came in. Now we're a partnership in this basketball tournament, like you
let's
said.
Let's go. Let's talk about that. Now I understand.
Yeah, you understand? Because I feel that persons in the community need to step up, you know, and be independent of government. But when you start to do programs, government will be a part of it. That means you would feel more assured of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel more assured of myself, the success of being able to accomplish working in an inner-city community, you know. By far none. There's been great, great success.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about the storming. You have held, you have partnered, you have assisted in hosting a number of basketball tournaments. Yeah. I have partnered with you, and community members have partnered with you with basketball tournament. It has been a success.
Yes.
I know you're able to pull it off. It has been a success in past time. Let's talk about this basketball tournament. When is it? What are you trying to accomplish? What do you need in terms of support? How can I help? How can Aaron help in regards to this? Let me ask some people to help you out.
This is a community effort. You know, we all could play a role in the development of people who we don't even know. Okay, this year we'd like to do a one-week tournament, you know, because Salem Union is having a basketball tournament following this. So we wanted to get the area kick-started with positive activities.
So it's going to be a series of tournaments in that area?
Yes. Okay. When we're finished, Salem Union is going to do their basketball tournament, and then they're going to their school, back to school jamboree, you know, for the kids in the community.
Tell the pastor call me.
Okay, pastor, you the road.
Yes.
I will. Yeah, so this tournament, it's for boys and girls, 13 to 15.
What's the name of your tournament?
It's actually being in Grandstand.
It's a being in Grandstand basketball tournament.
Yes, being in Grandstand. It's sponsored by the Rotary Club of East Nassau and the Urban Renewal of being in Grandstand, the one situated to
Just
Lewis
want to
Street.
Thank the Rotary Club also. Go ahead.
Yes. It begins July 17th to the 22nd. It's on Hay Street Park. It's going to consist of 120 kids that is going to participate for the junior and senior division, but we're going to have a host of other kids on the sideline who are interested in different programs. So we'd like for those, you know, our parents to come out and for those who would like to sponsor a little something to watch the kids. You know, most people will ask, well, what does the basketball tournament achieve, right? For me, I don't ever like to talk about how I've been able to assist in the development of the basketball in the community for the last 27 years. And one thing I don't keep track, because when I do things, I do it from my heart. But I see a lot of success of the people who participated in the basketball tournament in the last 27 years. Our most recently success is Miss Lil, I think she's about, Dana should be, but 16, Dana Webster. She is now playing in junior high school now. She's in college. She scored 54
points.
What
do you mean college?
She's going out of college now.
She'll be?
United States of America.
You say college? Of course I can call UB first.
Yes.
So Webster is now in the United States?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You know what college she's going to attend?
Let me get it right now. I was supposed to punch it up real quick, but please forgive me.
No problem. So your tournament has produced persons who have gone off and done great things.
Yes. Okay. Jay Filipino. You see him on the Freeport Nose. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. You'll see Jay Filipino on the Freeport Nose. If you ask Jay Filipino where he got his skills from, where he pick up basketball and where he really learned to play basketball, he would tell you. And he went off to college on Hill Street basket or off a Hill Street basketball tournament.
Just off the cuff, you know, give me a couple of persons you may know who would have participated on the Hill Street basketball tournaments that you had and who have now gone abroad to get some success in university.
Okay, Donnie Moss.
So Donnie went off.
Remember Donnie?
Yeah,
Donnie Moss. Remember Donnie?
Yes.
Okay, Donnie Moss went off, and he went to Canada. He became a successful professional basketball player in Canada.
Yeah.
Then you have the Kobe brothers.
I know the Kobe brothers.
Oh, you know them,
they're
right?
They're playing in Europe now.
One is a millionaire now.
Yep.
And
yep,
his brother's
yep.
now a millionaire, and they're yep. playing professionally in Europe. Where did yep. they start playing basketball?
I know they grew up in the community, so yeah.
And they played on the water park.
Yeah.
And they came to what tournament?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Then we have Shanae and Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
She is the cousin of Adina.
Mm-hmm.
Yannis Webster.
Mm-hmm.
She went off to college. Now she's an assistant coach in the United States of America. And she played professionally. She was one of the best college basketball players, high schooler, female, when she left from the Grandstand community.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to the States and she had great success. Now she is doing well for herself. Mm-hmm. Now she went and she got the accolades and she used the kind of connection she get over there to get her cousin over there because she saw the skills her cousin achieved right there on the park.
Mm-hmm. So this park basketball tournament works.
It works.
I mean, it works so well. I waiting to tell you all about the one they having in Johnson Road, 16 to 17. I just saying,
I can mention. Sure, you can, like, give you a chance to mention your basketball tournament, right? But we're talking being in Grandstown now. We can talk about Johnson Road and Fox and soon.
Yeah.
Right? We're being in Grandstown.
Okay.
Right?
And more people I can name.
The idea that is that the tournaments in the community works. It highlights skilled basketball players who can go off and make a difference in their life.
Yes, it's happened. You know, I just gave you some good dynamics. Some players who started off, they didn't know how to play basketball, right? So the tournament, I don't know where it was going to take. You know, I just want to do something positive for the community to give back. And when I started it, the talent came. Some of these people and athletes you see now who are playing professionally, I'm Miss Nuri, they never dribbled the ball in their life until they start to watch the basketball tournament and get themselves involved. And they went out there and they participate. And then on Sunday when we're playing, when the big boys playing, they watch us and they learn our skills. And they combine all of our skills. And then when I'm watching Adina Webster, she scored 54 points, 18 rebounds, and over 19 assists. You understand? And she came from the inner city of Grandstand, you know? And her mom is real proud of her. They're my cousin. But my whole objective of this having this conversation is to show you that, you know, you might not know what you're doing and the impact it's going to have on the lives of many. I never knew. But I knew one thing. I said if we could do something positive, some great things could come out of it. And many great things has come out of it.
Aaron, you think that on these parks, these inner city parks, are the next Kobe Bryant, Grant, whatever.
Man, listen, you ain't never been to the Johnson Road Park when it was by the Juju Tree Club. You know how many basketball players, how many were in night league. I mean, that was a night league court.
I'm not sure we have night league anymore.
No, do I don't. We do. It's not as vibrant as it was in the 80s,
the 90s,
and it sort of died out starting in the 2000s, but that was entertainment. That was the place to go. I grew up in a community with Rick Fox.
Mm-hmm.
right? And I saw Rick Fox play one or two games on the Johnson Road. On the Dick Morse Park.
Yeah, too.
Yeah, the Juju Tree Club Park.
I can let you throw in your park, your tournament like that. Go ahead. When is your tournament?
No, it's not my tournament. In fact, I am shocked. I'm looking for my $20 and my other two teammates so we could join the 3-on-3 Johnson Road Community Basketball Tournament June 16th through 17th at the Johnson Road Basketball Park, which is, I think, behind the constituency office on Johnson Road. Categories under 14, 15 to 20, 20 to 40, and over 40s. That's where all the excitement is going to be, the Bengay and the Band-Aids. The numbers to call, 823-6772-425-5065. And where I saw the flyer was in our favorite place, Pretty Woman Bar, on Bend Road. If you need the flyer for more information.
Okay, let's go back to you now, Scrooge. Go ahead, her Johnson Road tournament, right?
Go ahead.
What kind of help you need?
Well, basically, we're going to have a raffle there. They're going to be out there from Monday to Saturday. You know, we're going to have a one-week tournament. Normally, you have two to three weeks tournament, but because of the schedule and Salem Union wants to have their basketball tournament, I want to also be a considerate person. So I said, we're going to do 1 week and let them do their thing. So we're looking for a ref. We have two refs, Abel Joseph, and then you bring somebody from Mason to call the game. So we're looking to get them like $50 a night. So in that 1 week, we're looking to cover that fee and then probably the DJ.
So you need financial sponsors then?
Yeah, we can just do the financial just for the referee. And, that'd be good.
Okay.
If someone wanted to donate some Gatorade and water, I know we get those things covered. They are small things. We could do that, small things. But, I just want someone out there might want to listen and want to, give a donation because there are people out there who want to give back. And I want to show them why they can give back. Adina is proof. The Colby brothers is proof. We have Hugh Campbell champions came with a grand stand line basketball right on Hayes Creek Park, basketball park, and take their skills to the high school. We prepare the kids for the junior high school, for primary school, for junior high and senior high. And that's my job as a leader in the community. Because I watch kids before they could dribble the ball, learn to dribble and play basketball in Hayes Creek Park, right? Develop their skills, learn how to play in a championship game, learn how to pass, learn how to dribble, learn to assist, learn how to play team ball. And they take their skills to the junior high and senior high school, and they are great success. They have been Hugh Campbell Basketball Championship. We have Mr. Hamilton now. We have let me get his name. Hamilton, Delmar Hamilton. Okay, we get BJ Riley. That family. That's a family of basketball players right there because they reside in that area. Mm. Shanae Brest is the cousin of what they call him now, BJ, who won the Hugh Campbell. And that's because all of them learned their skills right there at the particular spot and was able to go in high school, make CeCe look good, make Aaron Bailey look good. You understand? Mm-hmm. And private school look good. Where DNA, she make that school look good. And that's because she got the training in the community. People like Nathaniel McKinney, myself, coach from C.R. Walker, coach. My good friend, coach.
I think the tournament, right?
Yes.
The tournament is an incentive to drive the everyday play. See, when we had the national sport conversation, right? How do you determine what is a national sport? Soccer is a national sport across the globe. In those countries, they play soccer every day, everywhere. Any corner you turn, there's a space that they could turn into a soccer pitch. Right? And in these countries that produce prolific soccer players, they're young people, they're adults, they're professionals after work, after school. They play soccer every day. What the tournament does is it's an incentive. It marks the space. And it says, they out here practicing. They're not wasting time. They're not, cutting hours. They're driving towards a goal, and the tournament is a symbol of the goal for us to enable these young men and young women to realize their potential in the globe, professional careers as professional athletes. We have to create the spaces for them to play every day, like in the countries where the young people can be professionals doing the same thing.
Yes. We don't know what we can develop in the inner city community. I look at the parks and I say, wow, something? Why not? Let's form a night league, you know, and let's invest, you know, like $1 or $2 million on a park league where we could pay the players. You know, we have IQ Campbell basketball stars there doing nothing. But, you know, we have a lot of basketball players over here. Then we have one national event like the night league.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we was to invest on these parks, you know, say we do a night league on H Street Park for 3 months, we do a night league out there, whoever wins the tournament out there, let them play in the night league, and we get incentive. Each player, you know, like a little ASU, you know, someone invests $1 million in it. You know, because let me tell you why I say that. Based on just watching the basketball tournament, watch the players develop on H Street basketball court over the last 27 years, I see the potentials of the athletes who participate in the Hugh Campbell, or athletes who are here who might not be able to travel. We could form a little league right here and not have no problem on these parks, and then we have one national event and we portray those skills, and some of these guys could take this professionally right here and not have no providence, Mr. Nuri. That's how I feel and I see it.
Well, excuse me, we have someone who wants to engage you. Producer, patch that caller for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, Dacus.
You're doing well, man. That's Scrooge talking to you, though.
Okay, go ahead, good night. I mean, good day, sorry.
Hey, Scrooge, how you doing, Scrooge?
Everything good, bro.
Yeah, man, fine. And then, nice show. Hey, remember I told you that I had something for you and Miss Nui?
Yes, sir.
I dropped up something a long time. See, you know, I used to coach my own team, and I used to coach my own team back in the 80s and the 70s, 80s. My team is called the Shooters.
Mm-hmm.
And, we have a lot of people in this country with me. You go to get sponsored, they tell you they ain't got no money. See, these mean people in this country with all this money, they're mean, and they ain't got no money with them. They're just mean. I had to park with my team every day. We don't stop at park. They have something called IDBC. It's called Inter-District Basketball Competition. Right there on Father Marshall, Peter Park. Yeah, the Elijah Marshall Williams will be playing then.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Pete Johnson. Everybody, man. You know, night league. Hardcore playing.
Yeah.
Carlos Reed. All of those guys be playing, man. You know, but you see, all the men in this country, they part of the problem. And you know, we had a serious drug problem in this country.
Yeah.
Plenty of research. Politicians, doctors, lawyers, police, everybody. We almost lose this whole nation.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we, and people see, four generations, people say, Jay, politicians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, and everybody who mean in this country, who don't teach nobody a trade, who don't throw nothing in joke, and shame on y'all. You're going to have all that money. You're dying, you're not carrying nothing. And school, you keep up a good weight, man.
Yeah, man, thank you.
Mm-hmm. We need to refocus ourselves and stop spending money that should be used for collective national development on personal disposable experiences. My generation, I'm 47, Cecil.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
47.
I believe you 94, but you got good skin. And Scrooge, our generation, is time for us to realize what it means to take the lead.
Yes.
And a part of that is investing our resources in the institutions, the communities, and the people.
There you go.
So that they can have an environment to grow in. We sitting back like somebody else still going to do that way?
No.
Okay, Scrooge, how do they get in contact with you?
You can get in contact with my telephone number at 467-9134. But Mr. Nuri, I want you to promote it because, you know, this is more for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I could
you
definitely
know?
To promote. I could definitely promote it. But I wouldn't know what all you need to make sure this
okay,
is a success.
Okay, we could get some Gatorade, water. You know, that's basically, you know, it's not difficult to do a tournament. It's $5,000 to do a tournament. But in a week tournament like this.
And look here, they need a pack. They need you need to get some numbers. How many people you expect to be playing?
Yeah, 120.
They need 120. 120. They need towel. They need little 16, 16, the towel 20. For the players when they're sitting on
simple
the bench.
Stuff.
They can wipe their face. Little thing like
you
that.
You all have uniform shirts?
Rotary Club of East Nassau sponsoring the shirt.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice,
so
nice.
If someone want to sponsor the trophies, they can do that. Trophies don't cost no more than $500-$600, you know. Like I say.
So you don't have the trophies as yet?
Not as yet, because the tournament begins, like I tell you, on the 27th. So there's just a little advertisement and get it out there. And for those who want to participate and come out and have a good time and see the potentials of the game.
What type of trophies? When you say trophies, how many trophies?
Well, like I said, you know, trophies is 10 runners-up. For the junior division, it's going to be 10 runners-up with a run-up. Big trophy, and then a overall trophy. Then you have the 10 championship trophies, you know, and then an overall MVP trophy, and overall big championship trophy.
So a business could actually sponsor a trophy and put their name on it.
Yes,
and
MVP yes.
Trophy, whatever it is.
Yes, because, I showed you the photo of the little girl just now, right?
Yes.
And you know where she started out?
Go ahead.
Her auntie, Koya, lives upstairs. And Koya used to come out, and she used to be the scorekeeper. They started the tournament. I always wanted the community to be a part of the tournament. And in doing so, a lot of people became a part of it. So I had my administration staff, and Koya was the administration staff. And Koya used to keep all the scoring and make sure that we had the tournament running in a timely fashion and an honest fashion. There was never no cheating with the score. So we always had an honest tournament, mm-hmm. you know, where the championship is won fairly. There was never a time the home team won a championship cheating. Mm-hmm. In fact, the home team has only won a championship on that park besides the young girls in the girls division. They won the most championship. The seniors only won one championship on Hay Street Park, and the junior boys have only won one tournament as junior boy who are from the community. Other championship went to Mason and Bantan and other constituency because we also teach us fairness.
So by Johnson Road community, people could come and play in your Hay Street
Park.
Johnson
matter.
Road people, friendly
matter.
Rivalry.
Oh, okay.
It
so different
matter.
Communities come into tournament.
Different communities come into tournament. We had Cecilia. This was, you know, we had big teams from all over the Nassau come play in the tournament. It's not just for being a grandstand. Anyone who, once we have the space and they're registered in the right time fashion, they get the spot. We don't have no particular or curry favor. No, if you mm-hmm. see the tournaments going, you say, well, I want to end the Fox Hill team. Mm-hmm. Well, you end the Fox Hill, it's all free. We don't charge nothing.
Okay, just come.
All our waters and drinks for the players are free. Mm-hmm. Our shirts are free. We don't charge nothing. So all these guys who go to these tournaments and supposed to be doing these tournaments in the inner city or during tournaments, there shouldn't be no entry fee or nothing. I don't charge nothing. I've never charged nothing. I never will charge nothing. Everything is free. That's why I like the general public to come and help and sponsor the tournament.
And then we can talk member in parliament now, right? Who's a member of parliament for Bainton Grand Center?
Mr. Watson.
Okay.
He sponsored some drinks last time. He told me again that he would come
just
and sponsor some water.
Okay, so you just need to actually inform Mr. Watson, he'll come.
Yeah, I like it to be, you know, I like it to be where Aaron Green could, you know, we got to just support one another.
I can get ready to call my good MP who's on the radio this morning on Morning Blend, the Honorable Mr. Adrian White, to tell him, pull together the Johnson Road team. First, go support the Johnson Road tournament.
Yes, the Johnson Road
find
tournament.
The winners and then tell them, look here, we got to go visit Hay Street and play in this game and bring some resources with you.
Yeah, because we still have space.
Yeah.
Because we still have Salem basketball tournament. That'd be a church league, but it also... It's the same thing because they do the same format, so it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, man, these guys, they love to play.
Give me your number one more time, Scrooge.
Telephone number is 467-9134. Mr. Nurik, mm-hmm. you just recently heard the Honorable Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas stated 3 or 4 months ago, he stated that he was kind of displeased manner because of the current crime issue in the country. Then just recently, about 3 weeks ago, you know, he was really disturbed when he said, I think it was 2 weeks ago when he was disturbed and said that the programs and initiative that his government has initiated on has not been very effective. And it's a good thing he said that because, see, these programs that are in the city are very important. Mm-hmm. See, if the prime minister doesn't have persons who are doing this, you're not going to reach everybody in these inner city communities. See, we get $85.3 million in government revenue from Cruel Sport next year. Are we going to invest $85.3 million in inner city community? Mr. Prime Minister, the reason your programs are being less effective because you're not investing the money, like Ms. Green was stating earlier, in the right places that it needs to be. There are kids out there who could use this funds here through programs, get a chance to get scouts to come in these communities, watch them perform. They take their skills to the junior high. They get dropped. They get looked at. The scouts take them, you know, before they leave you, so that no one manipulates and take advantage of them. We had given the opportunity to help with the scholarship at funds that when they go to the States, they have what is required of them so that they'd be able to study properly. No one can intimidate them, and they wouldn't be lacking, and they'd have room, board, and everything. So, Mr. Prime Minister, you have to invest some serious funds into inner city programs, small business you're going to have to invest in. You're going to invest in the park because I feel like the parks, honestly, Ms. Green, with all the success, not only in Hay Street, in Mason Edition, mm-hmm. Abel Joseph and all those great guys who won, Hugh Cameron, and played professionally, you know, I think that the park should be, from January to December, should have a sniping for at least $100,000 to $200,000 to $300,000.
The park should have a park warden.
A park warden.
Someone who's responsible
for
to
the
be
park.
There, walk through,
mm-hmm.
always observing. They could call beaches and parks and say, look here,
have the police.
We didn't expect the dumpster to fill so quickly. Have the police number. They're watching. They're familiar with the community. They know the community leaders like Scrooge. They know the constituency executive officers. They know who to reach out to. They know when the Wi-Fi go down, when the solar lights,
right now.
When the solar lights are broken or not lighting up.
Maintenance.
They coordinate everything on the park. Why? Because the park is poor people things. They should have access to it. And your job as the government is to make sure that people have equal and equitable access, right? Not everybody can pool the resources like Johnson Terrace to keep their community park up and running. Not everybody is as privileged as that. We say to them, look how you take that family island determination and give us an example. But we also say to the government, these guys need a system that they could plug into. Give them the money, give them the warden, give them the resources, put proper garbage. See, you put a proper garbage bin on the park. But people can say, oh, they can just come and dump anything in it. Yes, they're going to try and come and dump anything in it because their waste facilities are insufficient where they are. Your warden manages it. On Thursday is community dump day. You can only come, and the warden know where you're from. You can only dump on this day. The rest of the days are for normal use. You manage it.
You know what you just said just now?
So much things. Aaron is thinking about.
She just explained the garbage problem you get in the community. And what she's talking about is actually what I'm recommending right now. You understand where you have a person walks around, look at the abandoned cars, have a record. But the thing is, all this ties in with community development. That's why, again, I say to the Prime Minister, these things can be done in coordinates with leadership on the ground, as well as in Parliament, as well as in your organization. As long as they're not political, they work with a person who is not interested in politics, but is interested in development.
Do Wi-Fi work on your park yet?
It's off now.
It's off.
It was on a few months ago. Like Ms. Green said, maintenance. You know, I'll talk to the minister about the lights. I think he's going to get the lights turned on for the basketball tournament. But again, the minister is too busy doing too much stuff. He can't help us with all this stuff. That's why, again, the minister who is in charge of the community is dealing with over 50 to 40 to 30,000 people in East Inner City community. So how in the world the minister is going to be help us with all these problems? But if we have access, like Ms. Green is saying, you know, we have a warden for the park. We have a warden to walk the streets who have access to a telephone number to the Ministry of Works, you know, to the member of parliament, and even contact to the government department to say, hey, we need to get the lights fixed. And it's taken seriously.
I know the light on Comfort Street, heading on to Taylor Street, hasn't been working for months. I'm just letting you know that my old man ain't happy. He been calling. But just letting you know. Scrooge, if you can look into that. I live, right? Go right there and speak to my stepfather, Jack. And tell him you're working on that light there. Because
okay.
He been calling, but no one has come to fix that light. Just since it's going on my head.
Just well, you know, they were around an area because we make representatives of blind spots in the community. And it's a government priority now to go and put lights where people recommend, especially like how you said, your stepfather is recommending that the lights be put in place. So I'm going to check on it for you. But
I appreciate that.
But it'll that's one of the happy. Programs. Yes.
It'll make him happy. Ms. Green,
she's on cue. She's on cue what you said. It's all about maintenance.
We have another caller there, Scrooge. Producer, patch that caller through for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. I just stepped in. I am listening to something. Is this the formation of a new local government system I see? Because I see my rep for Fox Hill, and now Aaron has taken on another representative role. And the kind of gentleman who I'd like to meet who's in the studio. But I'm beginning to see a formation of something here where Bahamians are pivoting away from this buffoonism that we are seeing in the systems for the past 50, 60, whatever, how many years, where I got to fly to London and get some king to tell me what to do when we should know what to do. So I really, I just walked in and I just, the thought just came to me because I see the formation of a local government system here that you all are actually creating. And Bahamians are creative. And I love the show. Thank you so much.
I always appreciate when you call. And we need, like what Scrooge always said, we need people helping people and taking the initiative to propel their own self forward. And this is why when he started the program, he said, no, this particular basketball tournament is going to be the community organizing it.
Not me.
Where, he don't mind the MP for the area to come and donate an assist.
Not me.
You know, he don't mind what do you call it? The people at Urban Renewal come and assist. But he don't even mind the church come and assist. But this particular basketball tournament would be community driven, community organized, right? And where they are helping in terms of creating activities for the youth and exposing the youth to tournament atmosphere and to those persons who will see the next future basketball stars and say, well, remember this person used to be right here?
Right. You know? And ask the political class to take the blinders off.
Mm-hmm.
We love watching American movies. We know that it's the community basketball that drives the NBA. We know about high school and college, but we also know that some of those NBA players scared to go into the inner city, New York, and play them on the court.
But they could make it here and sit and be comfortable and safe in our inner city and watch a basketball tournament.
Yeah. In fact, in terms of that aspect, they're used to that. That's something you could drive to. They will come here if you market it properly, and they could have lunch, they catch a taxi, they drive into Hay Street Park.
I already had. I had Byron Scott down there.
You had Byron Scott to your tournament?
Byron Scott was down at the tournament and all.
Yeah.
I partnership with, what's the guy's name now? Oh, I got his name right now from the ministry. Jeffrey Loy.
Okay, Jeff.
No.
Right, our hoops guy.
Jeffrey Rogers. And he brought in Byron Scott, and he told us about the NBA, and he brought in some other players too. So we had a lot of players. And I had college players from Duke University, Miami University, all down there in the community.
And just star power, right? Mm-hmm. And giving Bohemians access to seeing those who are, for lack of better words, who are in significant roles, like the prime minister, the member of parliament. You think it'd be good to have the member of parliament and, of course, the prime minister sitting watching the youth play basketball tournament there?
Why not? Why not? Because you're going to acknowledge them when they be successful, when they win the NBA championship, or when they can be successful worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why not?
So I'll put on this invitation right now, right? The invitation to have your member of parliament invite the prime minister to say, man, come sit down.
Yes.
That your presence is so significant that it'll inspire the next new generation to say, you know, the prime minister watched me play basketball.
Mr. Nuri, I'm a baller, but I was just amazed to see the performance of so many kids, you know, who have grown to be successful. You know, some are going to be police force, defense force, some are still on the streets, some are going off professionally. And I just like to say this with my eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the skills, Adina. It's proof of what you can achieve. You know, she took that and she ran with that. Now you know what's going to happen to her?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what's going to happen to her from the city community?
Go ahead.
Her mom is renting an apartment, okay? And her mom loves her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now Adina knows that. And we just having a discussion with her mom. So I said, now, Adina going to be a star now. I said, y'all better still forget me. You see? So I said this to Adina's mom. So guess what she tells me? She says, Uchi, you know, I want to say thanks to you. And guess what she said? She said, Adina say, the minute she become a successful player in the women's NBA, she's going to buy a house and take over the inner city community. As young as she is. That's what Adina said to her mom.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that?
It gives hope. It gives hope that that there's a chance of doing all these things. So it gives hope to the inner city. And the idea of having a showcase where persons who only said, man, there's nothing good. Like I said earlier, can anything good come from the inner city, right? Can anything good come from Beans and Grandstown? The idea that someone seeing you play ball and say, man, you deserve an opportunity to go off to school.
It's there because scouts come out. I can't tell you how much people going off just by scouts coming out there and watching athletes. I can't tell you that because I told you I never did it to keep track. I only did it because at that moment, I just felt that there's something needed to be done to keep the community active with positive program. But I never knew what form and what direction it was going to take. It went over. I tell you, Jay Filipino ran to college, was successful in college, live from here. The Colby brothers, you know, Shanae and Bristol, Donnie Moss. And there's somebody you won't forget, I can't even remember.
Mm.
You understand? And all of them gone up to be success, but they never took record because, like I said, I never intended to go there and use it as a publicity stunt or go there to use it as a way for me to get somewhere. Like, no, I did it because I felt that I needed to do something for my community and the kids that reside in the community. Now, a lot of them have an opportunity now to have a better life. And if the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, he said it in Miss Nuri. This is his words. He said that many of the programs that they are now doing is not going the way it's supposed to go. It's because the emphasis is you're doing a great job of investing and billions of dollars in Freeport, the Family Island, the airport, new hospital. But when are we going to invest $1 billion in the development?
Go ahead. Good. So anyway, we're going to take a short break right now, and then we continue the conversation on the other end. What are you saying, Aaron?
Are you going to say to my Fort Hill people, sometimes y'all carry on like the Fort Hill can no longer be great because y'all not in it. Let other Bahamians experience the same things that drove your life to the best lives ever. Don't do that to other people. You got to give back. You got to continue to contribute to the communities that made y'all, the political class, great.
We're going to take this commercial break right now.
Awesome.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No, boy. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. I've been
everywhere. Today's Uniform Center, we've traveled to every island in this here land, man. We go everywhere. We can go to every rock and key, Abaco to Inagua, even Ragged Island, The Rock. Celebrate our country's 50th independence with Janae's special limited edition. Sublimated t-shirts and caps in 10 different styles and colors. Get up to 50% off on cotton polo shirts only. Don't forget to embroider your company's logo to celebrate this independence at Janae's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road. Call 394-8385 or 6. WhatsApp, text only, 817-3295. Email sales at janaes.com.
Been everywhere. Almost there.
Sarge, that's you.
Well, who else?
Tell the truth. I thought a beige walrus was dying on the sidewalk.
I'm preparing for my 4x100-meter debut.
More like 1x1, because the other 99 killing you.
Funny. The Bahamas game's coming July 7th to July 15th, and Grand Bahama gotta win this.
Well, you know that.
Email info at TheBahamasGames.org or call 322-1029 for more information.
Which island is gonna win?
And welcome back to Guiding Radio and AM. I see the phones already start blinking, so let me start off with the phone call and we continue our conversation. Scrooge is having a basketball tournament.
We are having a basketball tournament.
You know, you always want to include everybody. But producer, patch that caller through right here so we can engage them. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller again once. Caller again twice. No problem, caller. But Scroogey.
Hey,
I want to talk about partners, the partnership that you have in the okay. community, right? Who are you partnering with now? Because I know you have your own organization, and there are a number of different organizations working in that Beans and Grandstown area.
You mean some of the partners of this particular tournament?
Well, that tournament in general.
Okay, right now, in the inner city community, I'm working with Yanzi. You might know him as Al.
Oh, I know.
I'm working with KK. They're going to clean the park. They're going to build the stalls. I'm also working with the referee, which is Abel Joseph. Mm-hmm. I'm working also with the administration team. And that's basically the whole community. What I does is let people be a part who wants to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're from Mason, for instance, and you know we want to get the biasness so that we let one of them be to the table keeping the score.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah. So there's trust because one of our guys in the mix. Yeah.
So it's a variety of different organizations involved. The Rotary is involved, you know, mm-hmm. and then the guys in the community are involved as well.
Okay. I have a caller again.
Yeah, yeah.
Producer Patrick, call through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon, brother. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for calling back again.
Yeah. I didn't know he called back. Scoochie, you know, I can put the pressure on Warren McCarty now, so he can't tell me I can't call the talk. I can't call the talk show. That's the same Softwood Park right there. In the internet on the park, man, Softwood Park, Scoochie. And I called Naughty 2 years. That's one of the best Softwood Park in the city. Now we need to start playing a softball in the night. See, we need to focus on country, Scoochie. That's why I love you. We ain't in a partnership no more and the Christian Council. All is a bunch of talk and greedy people. We can fix this, you know.
Yes, sir.
The Georgia people, we can fix this, man.
Yeah, and we
need... Thanks for taking my call again, man.
No problem, yeah,
absolutely.
No problem.
See, we need to shift this culture that only badness is going on outside after dark.
Right.
We have to shift that
That's
culture.
Right.
We are Caribbean people, and the first thing we know is too many of us in the same house. And it's too hot in the house we all in. Which means that people should be able to take advantage of what is their blessing to live in a place called the tropics where you could be outside in the evening. You could enjoy the cool breeze. You have the space, right? But we disadvantage people in the inner city community by perpetuating this culture that only badness has happened at night. Only badness is beginning on in the court.
Now.
Right, or you shouldn't be out there. If anything happened, it's your own fault. When really we should be declaring these open public spaces for the community. If you want to go smoke the thing, go in the bush. I just want to say a note for the story coming out of Bimini. We don't tolerate police beatings, right? Oh, yeah. We do not tolerate that. But cousin, you telling me you was smoking the substance in front of the police all night and you wondering why they was upset?
Oh,
I just saying. It's a part of the story. It's a part of the story that he shared with the public.
Right.
What I'm saying is, you want smoke? You can't smoke in the park because the park is for the...
That's disrespecting the law and you're disrespecting everyone. Go in the bush.
Right. You disrespect...
And it's illegal.
Yeah. You're disrespecting the children. They deserve to be out here.
I have one more caller there, producer. Patch that caller through. Let's see if we can do that. Okay, go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
A pleasure. Good afternoon, Mr. Nuri.
Hey, go ahead, Sparky.
How you doing? Ms. Green?
Good morning, sir.
Hey, how you doing, darling?
Good.
Lady Fallon, how you doing?
Good, thank you, Sparky.
Hey.
Now, Scrooge, I can say something. Give me a couple of minutes here, Mr. Nuri. Scrooge, I can say something. You know that basketball thing? That is very, very wonderful. Now, there's something that Mr. Nuri and Ms. Green always talk about is our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me, Scrooge, and I can tell you, listen to it one time. I did something a couple of years ago down in the year 2000, 2001, 2, and 3. Me and the pigs and the body called Kids and Kites and Gadgets on the Western Fort, right?
Yes, sir.
Where we got together with sponsors and so forth.
I remember that, Sparky.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That's what I'm saying, Scrooge. You talk about one game basketball. But if you go up there on the Western Fort with the people in the area, but you don't invite people in your area, you ask the children of the nation to meet you on the Western Fort. And we fly kites. We ride box cars, we shoot marbles, we bounce in cars, we do hula hoop. We do the culture things what the children used to do in our days when we were growing up. And you get them up there, and we'll start out that maybe you start your area, maybe I start my area, and eventually we'll have these children going out there and being busy rather than staying home doing foolishness on the wall, smoking dope and doing foolishness. We could get the children involved with the culture things like flying kites, what we used to do, and we will stop talking about culture. We will show culture. Get it back to the old days. Let's start planning things like that for our children and our grandchildren. Let them see how we grow up, and I bet you crime will come right down.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Sparky.
Good day. You can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that. Sparky. Appreciate that.
Kites and gadgets for the pigs and the valley boys. I hope this has been documented somewhere, because we need to do it again.
Yes. All of his programs. Yes. All of his programs.
So remind us of when the tournament will be again.
Okay. July 17th to the 22nd. It'll be held at 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Evening tournament.
Yeah, evening tournament. Because like you said about the night, you can't have basketball tournaments in the day.
You don't want
people to come off and work and watch their kids. So we do in the evening. You talk about fair. We don't have no fair. We do this in the night because we know the whole community is going to be out. You know, people go to the bar, get their bears, come in the park and sit down, you know, watch their kids. And you'll see, then you'll see laughter. You would see the skills, man, it'd be so amazing. And then you could look at this one point and see someone was going somewhere. Idina, like for instance, we know she was going somewhere. You know, now our cousin is with her. Now they look like they're going to have three-headed beasts.
And it's a male and female tournament,
Yeah, male and female. See, what we did, what I get to understand is first I had a male basketball tournament. But then as the girls were sitting on the side, they normally played like halftime. So, you know, I said, so the hell with it. Let's see what the girls could do. Man, those girls started to beat those boys so bad. Dina, her cousin, and the next cousin, Lovey, man, they would manhandle those guys.
They talented.
They won a championship a year ago before Dina ran off. Our last championship was last year when we did the basketball tournament. That was Lenahan basketball tournament. We did that last year. And Dina and her two cousins, three female team with a three-headed beast. They went against Mason Edition in the championship, in the junior championship. Those three girls whooped the Mason Edition team and they won the championship. And Dina ran off after that. Because scouts was there watching and her cousin was waking her and she ran off. Now Dina's one of the top prospects now in America, in the females league, started right on H Street basketball.
Just off H Street basketball court and having a tournament out there where scouts came down here about to say, man, you need to see this girl play.
That's right.
I get text here. The text wants to know, they ask you, do they have to live in Fox Hill to join the Fox Hill team? I figured they're talking about the Johnson Road tournament. You don't have to live in Johnson Road to join the 3-on-3 tournament, the three-point shootout, the free throw competition. You don't need to be in Johnson Road. You just got to pay $20 entry fee for your 3-on-3 team. Yeah. And I imagine whatever your team is named, you could take that team or form a team and go down to the Hay Street basketball tournament and just enter. Yes. Have your team name and say, look, we ready to play. This is the area we from. This is the name of our team. Let's go.
Security will be enforced because we have the urban renewal working with us. We have the neighborhood watch working with us. And us as community, we always make sure we tell the residents in the area that we have an event. Be hospital, you know, because
the area have a community watch.
Yeah, we have a community watch.
Look at that.
We watch our neighborhood now.
Who knew inner city people watch each other's house?
Notice now, we was one of the highest crime infested community in the country. We had two major gangs that came in that community. Two of the major gangs in Nassau with the Border Boys and the Maras. Now, if you listen now, we had a lot of shootings in the community, a lot of attempted murders, a lot of assaults. Notice now.
Gone
straight down. That's because of the programs that Salem Union is running, Big Harvest Community Center, myself, Lenahan, Urban Renewal, and many other people in the community, and the police is doing their part, like coming after the hot spots in the community. You know, and then we are not promoting no violence. Guys like us who have been in it before and guys who are trying to get out, they are not promoting that in the community no more. Everyone wants an opportunity now to go into something positive. A small business, you know, a trade or something that is going to be beneficial to them. Now it's the time for us in this country now to take full advantage of the opportunities of this great spirit now in Grandstand. Listen, the crime is down now. So now, if you don't take opportunity now, and if it build back up, you can't say Valentino O'Brien and try to help out this country for the last 25 years.
And I think it's important for the rest of us residents in New Providence that when we're moving through these communities, move through them like they're communities and not shortcuts, right? Move through them like they're communities and not secret places where you could pull off your ghost move or go do the thing you can't do at home or in your own community. When you move through these communities, move through them like that's the only place that you could ever live. Like, that's your home and you could never live nowhere else.
That's why I value.
Treat it with respect.
That's why I value. All I do is clean up every day. You know what I do? I work all day. Anyone can tell you. Anyone who passes there always seeing me clean up. Besides the program. But my initiative is I always working. I never stop working.
Give your number again, Scrooge.
My telephone number is 467-9134.
And I want you to basically recognize the people who are sponsoring you. That Rotary again.
Rotary Club of East Nassau, the Urban Renewal Center, Salem Union Baptist Church. The community itself, some of the residents like Puff, Gianzi, and KK, who are actually preparing the tournament, keeping the park clean, Abel Joseph, the referee and organizers, myself, and all those who going to make that small donation, which is going to be a big donation. I want to say a thank you to each and every one of you.
Yes. Guy Radio on the AM, Scrooge needs more sponsorships. You can reach out to him and see what all we can do for the community. I need to at least donate a case of Gatorade or something.
No, that's fine.
Something.
Just something small. Call. It won't be nothing big. Nothing big. Me and Luckman don't want to spend $200-$300. No, man, you can call it two soda.
Anyway, we got to go. I hear the music. Thank you very much, producer. Guardian out.